Thank you very much, Mr. President. Germany fully aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union. Thank you, Madam Deputy High Commissioner, for the update. It is already the 41st report of this kind that your office published, yet this must not become a routine exercise. Because Russia's illegal war of aggression against Ukraine continues unabated with a devastating effect on the human rights situation in Ukraine. The report is without ambiguity. It documents ongoing breaches of international law and war crimes by Russia, targeted attacks on civilian lives and infrastructure, killings of first responders, abduction of children and torture of prisoners are being used systematically and increasingly. Executions, torture, rape, sexualized violence, and other inhumane acts against Ukrainians are being committed by Russia. Therefore, Germany's message is very clear. Russian violations of international law in Ukraine must end now. Russia's illegal, unprovoked, and unjustified war against Ukraine must end now. Yet, Russia continues to act in defiance of universal human rights and international law, and in defiance of this very council, which has been calling out its crimes and abuses for the past 3 years. Therefore, Madam Deputy High Commissioner, similar to the question just asked by my colleague from Portugal, my delegation would be interested in your assessment of what else the Human Rights Council and its members can and should do to better ensure